Badlands, right into Badlands. Explain those Badlands. That's a hell of a name.
Good morning and welcome to the brief on Badlands Media. I'm your host, Patrick Gunnels. Ash is off today. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Just as a reminder, we do this show every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central, right here on Badlands. Of course, I'm presenting to you Badlands News Brief from badlands.substack.com. Please subscribe to both if you can. Those of you in the chat, really appreciate your participation. I'm going to go ahead and get started. And our first sponsor of the day, if I can find it, our first sponsor of the day, Manly Cans. Are you tired of searching for the perfect gift for the men in your life? Look no further. Introducing Manly Cans, the ultimate destination for spoiling the guys with cool stuff they actually want. Anniversaries, birthdays, or just for the heck of it, Manly Cans are more than just gifts. They're an experience. Each can is carefully packed in reusable packaging, including cans, burlap bags, and even a greeting card that doubles as a coaster. You can even customize your Manly Can to fit your man's personality. Choose from a wide variety of cans, and during checkout, add additional items to make it just right for him. Manly Cans is an unforgettable experience that supports other small businesses too. Join us in our mission to spoil the men in your life. Visit badlandsmedia.tv/manlycans today and give your guy a gift to remember. Manly Cans, because men deserve to be spoiled too. That's badlandsmedia.tv/manlycans. All right, what do you say we go ahead and get started? I just found out that my wife's dance instructor took first place professional international style at a state level championship. Just got that notice. So congratulations to Roman and Victoria. All right. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started today with the Badlands News Brief brought to you 5 days a week from Burning Bright at badlands.substack.com. Go there and do a subscription. Do a subscription for money if you have the means. Today's episode, of course, by Burning Bright is Trump 2.0, FBI enablers, and collegiate idiots. First, this one is from Reuters. Trump 2.0, how U.S. allies are preparing for a second term. Germany is waging a charm offensive inside the Republican Party. Japan is lining up its own Trump whisperer. Mexican government officials are talking to Camp Trump. And Australia is busy making laws to help Trump-proof its U.S. defense ties. Everywhere, U.S. allies are taking steps to defend or advance their interests in the event former President Donald Trump returns to power in November elections, an even chance based on recent opinion polls in swing states. They want to avoid the cold slap that Trump's America First policies dealt them last time around, which included trade wars, a shakeup of security alliances, an immigration crackdown, and the withdrawal from a global climate accord. Reuters spoke to diplomats and government officials in five continents about preparations for Trump 2.0. It uncovered Mexican deliberations over a new Trump-savvy foreign minister, an Australian envoy's role in rushing to protect a submarine deal, and a German official's talks with Republican state governors. Some foreign leaders have contacted Trump directly despite the risk of irking his election rival, Democratic President Joe Biden. Saudi's crown prince recently phoned Trump, a source with knowledge of the conversation said, while Hungary's prime minister and Poland's president met him in person in recent weeks. Reuters. Our take. This was from Ghost of Base Patrick Henry. The rest of the world is starting to catch on. Even the morons in the corporate press. Yes, it is highly unusual that the Saudi crown prince is calling the Republican candidate for POTUS while the Middle East is on the cusp of regional war. Yes, it is weird that world leaders are showing Trump and his team more respect than the Biden regime. Everybody knows Trump is the guy, even if we have to wait a few months for his glorious return. And how about Germany trying to collude with state-level Republicans to subvert Trump's will? Don't make us come across that ocean and slap that sauerkraut out of your mouth. Mess around, and it'll be a 20% tariff. NATO will be abolished, and its proverbial rat lines flooded. The unipolar world order, foreign aid, and forever wars will be dismantled, and a multipolar world will emerge, as Kyle calls it, regions of responsibility. The sovereign alliance is real. The people we have been told are our allies have actually been working to subvert our ability to govern ourselves. We have better prospects out in the international community with more aligned interests. I've also heard, that's Ghost of Base Patrick Henry. I've also heard that Trump gave the key to the White House to the Japanese something or other. I'm not 100% sure if that's a hat tip Brent Garrett. I don't really understand the concept of giving the key to the White House. Obviously, it isn't the actual key to the White House. It's a symbolic thing. But I'm wondering, what exactly does that mean to everybody? Hey, everybody, do me a big favor and smash that thumbs up. Really helps a lot when you do that. So if you could do that for me as a favor, we are judged based upon how many likes we get y'all to smash. Oh, wow. Guys, we got a Ready Radio ad here. I'm just going to play this video because I haven't had a chance to download it. I can do that, right? Ready Radio Video V4. What do you think? Boom. Ah, there we go. Excellent. Do you have a comms plan for a communication blackout? The cost and complexity of a ham radio is overwhelming. Ready Radio is your answer. Handheld ham radios ready when you need them. Programmed to your specific zip code and shipped to your door by a diehard Badlander and America First family in Montana, Ready Radios will keep you connected to loved ones in your community and beyond. Don't spend thousands of hours or dollars getting into ham radios. That isn't feasible if you just want a backup for communication when the grid is down. Get a Ready Radio for every member of your crew with no monthly fee ever. Head over to badlandsmedia.tv/ready and enter promo code BADLANDS to save 10% on your purchase. Note, an FCC license is required to transmit on ham frequencies, but there are exceptions in an emergency. Ready Radio. Got comms? That's badlandsmedia.tv/ready. Promo code BADLANDS. Yeah, if there's an emergency, I'm going to care about as much about FCC regulations as I do about Caitlyn Jenner's friggin' pronouns. Next story. From jonathanturley.org. Alvin Bragg has his Trump trial. All he needs now is a crime. For many of us in the legal community, the case of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg against former President Donald Trump borders on the legally obscene. An openly political prosecution based on a theory that even some liberal pundits have dismissed. Yet, this week, the prosecution seemed like they were actually making a case for obscenity. No, it was not the gratuitous introduction of an uncharged alleged tryst with a former Playboy bunny or planned details on the relationship with a former porn star. It was the criminal theory itself that seemed crafted around the standard for obscenity famously described by Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart in the case of Jacob Ellis v. Ohio, 378 U.S. 184 from 1964, quote, I shall not today attempt to further define it, but I know it when I see it. After months of confusion of what crime they were alleging in the indictment, the prosecution offered a new theory that is so ambiguous and undefined that it would have made Justice Stewart blush. New York prosecutor Joshua Steinglass told the jury that one of the crimes that Trump allegedly committed in listing the payments to Stormy Daniels as a legal expense was New York Law 17-152. This law states, and I quote, any two or more persons who conspire to promote or prevent the election of any person to a public office by unlawful means, and which conspiracy is acted upon by one or more of the parties thereto, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor, end quote. What? So they are arguing that Trump committed a crime by conspiring to unlawfully promote his own candidacy. He did this by paying to quash a potentially embarrassing story and then reimbursing his lawyer with other legal expenses. Jonathan Turley. Okay, so I want to make sure that we understand the madness of this law. It's the law that says, hey, if you break the law, it's a misdemeanor. It doesn't specify which law, just says, if you engage in anything illegal while promoting a candidacy, that's a misdemeanor. That law shouldn't even exist. All right, whatever. Let's. Whew. Jonathan Turley. All right, our take by Burning Bright. Framing the Trump trial or trials as a war of attrition works when viewed through the lens of game theory. Such framing suggests that prosecutors that have been put up to the ongoing witch hunt may look for the opportunity to find off-ramps from bringing said prosecutions to their implied endpoints that could result in either Trump's codified or proven innocence or in Supreme Court challenges they'd probably rather not see. When we flip this around, we begin to see that Trump and company have the lawfare department in a bit of a Kobayashi Maru, an impossible task. Guys, if you don't know what the Kobayashi Maru test is, well, that means you got dates in high school. Caught between continuing the bogus inquiries and thus setting all sorts of legal precedent they'd rather not contend with, or being seen dropping the charade in full view of an awakening populace. This baiting strategy is one patriots have employed all over the game board from the witch hunt to the 2024 election. Whether they convict or acquit, steal or submit, the world is watching. Do you think they feel in charge? Burning Bright. And I'll just say to the chat right now, we all know that he's referencing The Dark Knight Rises with that last line, right? Do you feel in charge? I think it's pretty kick-ass. I don't know what, though. That law they're charging under is freaking madness. First of all, they're going after him for a misdemeanor. So there's that. I don't know what to say about any of this. It's madness. Are they attempting to sound as retarded as possible? That is another aspect of this. This feels very devolution-y. Because he's gaining strength just through the power of these trials. Absolutely gaining strength. And you know, you have Scott Adams, whom I listen to every single day now because I'm a bitch. He's in there saying if Trump does one day in jail, the social contract is null and void. One single day in jail. I like the sound of it. I really do. I do consider compliance with this government as complicity in crime. And I was inspired to that statement yesterday by the bizarrely flat-affected Chris Mays, the pretend attorney general of the state of Arizona, the pretender legal clown, saying that she's going to indict everybody who questioned the the very holy 2020 election. Anyway, next story. This one's from the Epoch Times. Biden admin to pay $139 million to victims for FBI failures in sex abuse investigation. Biden administration has agreed to pay over $138 million to victims of convicted sex abuser Larry Nassar. Wow. While acknowledging the FBI's failures to properly investigate warnings that the sports physician was exploiting his position to molest young girls under the guise of treatment. The Department of Justice said in an April 23rd statement that it had settled 139 civil claims arising from allegations of sexual abuse committed by Mr. Nassar, who was earlier found guilty of having abused hundreds of victims under the pretext of performing medical treatments. The settlements, which total $138.7 million, resolve administrative claims made against the DOJ, alleging that the FBI failed to carry out an adequate investigation into Mr. Nassar's actions. A DOJ watchdog found in July 2021 that parts of the FBI's response to allegations against Mr. Nassar, as well as the agency's investigation into his actions, were inadequate. The FBI failed to conduct an adequate investigation of Mr. Nassar's conduct, Acting Associate Attorney General Benjamin Meiser said in a statement. The Epoch Times. All right, let's read the take, and then I'll see what I think about, what we all think about this. Our take from Ash in America. In a serious country, the FBI would be forced to take a retrospective approach to this massive failure, in which nearly $1 billion in claims have been awarded. But we're in clown world, so an apology, a pat on the head, and business as usual is what you get. Ray apologizes for systemic failures and acknowledges the Bureau's widespread mismanagement that led to so many young gymnasts being abused, but there's no indication of systemic reforms. How many other monsters did the FBI enable? How many are they still enabling? The Biden administration is likely hoping that throwing rapidly devaluing fiat dollars at the problem will make it go away, but exposure precedes accountability, and more is certainly coming. Nothing can stop it. Ash in America. All right, so I'll go further, and I will say, and this, I think this is important. If I'm not mistaken, there is precedent that the cops don't have any legal obligation to protect you. I've heard that somewhere. Y'all in the audience are going to know that better than I will. So why would the FBI settle like that when they don't have to? Furthermore, if they can settle over this Nassar character who molested, I don't know what he did to them, but he probably like raped them and stuff, right? Okay, so hundreds of young girls. Think about the number of myths that disposes of. The notion that, you know, three can keep a secret if two of them are dead. Think about how many young girls managed to keep the secret of this guy sexually abusing them for how long they did. Hundreds of girls. I am not even told in this article how exactly the FBI enabled him. It's frightening. What possible motivation would the FBI have for enabling a monster like this, unless this enablement was part of the system, that molesting young girls is the currency of these people? Not kids necessarily, although I'm sure that's part of it, but just teenage girls, which, you know, that's like the most obvious thing for criminals, to traffic teenage girls. It has the widest appeal to the widest number of men, and you can control them. I want to know what else is revealed in this case. anyway, I'm fascinated personally because this feels like a direct line to exposing exactly the methods of the criminals who have us currently captured. Next story. I'd like to know what you think about this one, guys. The Nassar story, the $138 million, this is a big deal. I think this is disclosure. Big, big disclosure. All right, next story from Zero Hedge. Situation is unraveling. Pro-Palestinian protests erupt across America's woke colleges. Colleges and universities across the country are struggling this week to keep pro-Palestinian protesters off school grounds. Students and or perhaps a mix of professional protesters funded by radical leftist groups and dirty Gulf money are storming campuses and setting up encampments. This is likely a coordinated effort nationwide as other pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been busy shutting down critical infrastructure across the country, such as airport terminals, bridges, and other choke points that could disrupt the economy. Moments ago, pro-Palestinian protesters invaded Harvard University and, quote, set up an encampment in Harvard Yard, ex-user Colin Rugg reports. He posted footage of the protesters storming the campus. Quote, the move comes just days after Harvard restricted access to the yard to only Harvard ID holders, Rugg said. He added the protesters are demanding the school divest from Israel's war in Gaza. On Monday night, police arrested protesters at New York University, ending a multi-day standoff. Zero Hedge. We all know these are rent-a-mobs, right? This is not organic. This is rent-a-mobs. Rent-a-mobs have been terrorizing this country for a while. They just flip on the switch, bam, you got your rent-a-mobs. All right, our take, this one is from, it's a long take, Simon Essler. All right, let's catch the high points. Our take, I recently attended a screening of The Coddling of the American Mind. It was put on by the Toronto chapter of the Heterodox Academy, a network of academic, blah, blah, blah. The film follows a separate stories of different college students who were infected by the woke mind virus and subsequently recovered after picking up the pieces. Okay, let's see here. We should expect such academically minded organizations to receive an influx of new members as the reality of a generation of students being under genuine mind control shatters old paradigms. Simon Essler. I don't really see it this way. I know that there's mind control going on with students. When it comes to these mobs, though, you got yourself rent-a-mobs, Soros mobs. I don't know if it's even Soros. Just because it's a rent-a-mob doesn't mean Soros paid for it. Maybe possibly did, but it could be one of a whole bunch of different horrible people with a ton of money. The question isn't whether or not they're rent-a-mobs. The question is, what is the purpose of the rent-a-mobs? Whiskey Girl says, Patrick, read the whole thing. It was good. No, it's too long. If it's that long, I just leave it to you guys to read. But, and you know what? Let me just go ahead and... The point is, the boomerang is always bigger. The flip side, high-minded intellectuals are starting to wake up to the actual war. They're seeing that these kids are outright programmed. See, they're calling these kids outright programmed. Are they rent-a-mobs or are they kids that have been brainwashed? I think they're rent-a-mobs. Anyway, I'll move on. But I think the question we need to be asking ourselves is, what is the purpose of these mobs? What strategic or tactical purpose do they serve in the strange war? That is my main name for this war that we're living through, the war that I became aware of in 2017 or possibly late 2016, this war that I suppose has been going on a lot longer than that. Some of you extra awake people will know that it predates that 2017, my awakening, but I call it the strange war. We are all combatants, whether we know it or not. And I don't even really know what victory or end of the war looks like. But these rent-a-mobs, what purpose do they serve? I think they're the same flavor of rent-a-mobs that we saw in 2020 during the Summer of Love. And there is no George Floyd in this case yet. But anyway, Ah, Melly J7 says, I heard a girl couldn't even say why she was protesting. She admitted she had no idea. See, I think there's a lot of that going on. Our kids are being brainwashed by the rent-a-mobs. Whiskey Girl says, our kids are being brainwashed by the rent-a-mobs. I would say that our kids are being brainwashed by the professors and by the media and by the high schools. And I don't think they're being brainwashed by the rent-a-mobs. I think the rent-a-mobs are just the lowest of the low, being paid in drugs and minor dollars. I don't think these are college students doing the protesting. I think they're just very, very crazy kids. And they're sometimes they're the children of rich people, rich, powerful people. I don't know. All right. Let's keep on moving. Melanie Irvine says the matching tents seems an obvious clue about the rent-a-mobs. Who's paying for the bulk buy of these tents? That is, in my opinion, a worthwhile way to go. Okay. Who's buying the damn tents? All right, let's move on. Next story. This is from modernity.news. Aussie senator says Elon Musk should be in jail and the key be thrown away. An Australian senator has called for ex-owner Elon Musk to be jailed for life for refusing to adhere to the Australian government's demands to remove a video of the brutal attack on a Christian bishop in Sydney last week by an apparent Muslim extremist. In comments to Sky News, independent Australian Senator Jackie Lambie charged that Musk is creating hatred by ignoring requests to remove harmful content. I think he's a social media knob with no social conscience. He has absolutely no social conscience, she said. Someone like that should be in jail and the key be thrown away. That bloke, I can't do an Australian accent to save my life, guys, sorry, should not have a right to be out there on his own ideology platform and creating hatred, showing all this stuff out there to our kids and doing all the rest, Lambie added. The senator for Tasmania also declared she would be boycotting X, proclaiming, I'll be switching off X today. I'll be doing that before I get to the airport this afternoon. And I suggest that the other 226, there's 227 members of parliament, do the same thing. Show him that you mean business. Modernity News. So this woman might be kind of retarded, but it's okay because the whole damn government of Australia is a combination of psychotic and retarded. They're not allies of the United States. Well, you know, they're allies of the United States criminal oligarchy, but they're not allies of the American people. And the government of Australia is certainly not allies of the Australian people either. Their elections are just as fake as ours. Our take. And this one is from Ash. This isn't about X or Elon Musk or hate speech or disinformation. It's about control over the narrative. This Australian senator is calling for speech bans because people don't believe her government's central narrative any longer. It's that simple. Trust in the government is dangerously close to becoming mandatory, not just in Australia, but everywhere. Those cheering to criminalize speech, particularly speech critical of the government, should not be so bold, but they are so bold. That's interesting. Are the people of Australia so domesticated that their leaders can openly call to remove their rights without consequence? I don't know, but the people of America certainly are. The awakening is not yet outpacing the spread of tyranny, which indicates an uncertain near-term future. In the end, liberty wins, I'm certain of it, but I'm equally certain the middle is going to be bumpy for Australia, America, and the rest. Just how bumpy depends on us. Awakening, accelerate. Ash in America. It's a very foreboding take by Ash in America, but I can't find anything to disagree with. We have a lot of people who remain asleep, but we have a lot of people who are awake. I try to reach out in the world a little bit now to just young people, because they're the ones who end up mattering in the end. Generation Z, at least in my environs, even among the tattooed and pierced people you would expect to be pro-Antifa, say things like, why are all the businesses owned by foreigners? What about Americans? Can't Americans own a business? Or, used to be considered left-wing to be against corporations owning everything. Now it's right-wing. Expected to be right-wing, but it's not right-wing. Being against war is not right-wing. This whole right-wing, left-wing thing, it's bullshit. It's designed to make sure that we keep punching each other in the face. And it's got to come to an end for this awakening to actually take place. We got to have the liberals on board. All right, here we go. Next story from NPR, oh joy. U.S. bans non-compete agreements for nearly all jobs. I suppose it means government jobs? What? The Federal Trade Commission narrowly voted Tuesday to ban nearly all non-competes, employment agreements that typically prevent workers from joining competing businesses or launching ones of their own. This is pretty interesting. The FTC received more than 26,000 public comments in the months leading up to the vote. Chair Lina Khan, looks like an American to me, referenced on Tuesday some of the stories she had heard from workers. Quote, we heard from employees who, because of non-competes, were stuck in abusive workplaces, she said. One person noted, when an employer merged with an organization whose religious principles conflicted with their own, a non-compete kept the worker locked in place and unable to freely switch to a job that didn't conflict with their religious practices. These accounts, she said, quote, pointed to the basic reality of how robbing people of their economic liberty also robs them of all sorts of other freedoms. NPR. All right, so I'm going to read the next one in a second. Those of you in the audience who are super duper smart and know this stuff backwards and forwards, these non-compete agreements that have just been banned by the Federal Trade Commission, does it only refer to organizations above a certain size, organizations that have a semi-incestuous relationship with government, or can it also apply to small and medium businesses? How can they ban agreements reached freely between employer and employee in all 50 states, if that is indeed the case? For example, what about, take for example me. I make body butter. Can I sign an agreement saying, if you quit here, you can't go work for another body butter company for 6 months? I don't know. Okay, so thoughts on that? You can always email me at pgunnels@gmail.com to educate me. Next story, same topic. This one from AP. Airlines will now be required to give automatic cash refunds for canceled and delayed flights. The Biden administration issued final rules Wednesday to require airlines automatically to issue cash refunds for things like delayed flights and to better disclose fees for baggage or canceling reservations. The Transportation Department said airlines will be required to provide automatic cash refunds within a few days for canceled flights and significant delays. Under current regulations, airlines decide how long a delay must last before triggering refunds. The administration is removing that wiggle room by defining a significant delay as lasting at least 3 hours for domestic flights and 6 hours for international ones. At least. Okay, if it's at least, then it means that's the bottom limit. What? Okay, so does it trigger my ability to ask for a refund at 3 hours? Is that what that says? Airlines still will be allowed to offer another flight or a travel credit instead, but consumers can reject the offer. AP News. Interesting. Our take from Burning Bright. In back-to-back days, we've seen the Biden admin scoring some rare wins in the public mind, specifically with regards to an FTC ruling against employee non-compete clauses and the DOT, Department of Transportation, targeting airlines for their archaic refund policies. On paper, both of these things are largely good. in that they signal pushback on industries that have gone too far when it comes to stripping customers and employees of power projection capabilities, but I think there's something more nefarious afoot. When it comes to non-compete clauses, I largely agree with the FTC's stance that they should be rendered unenforceable, and I hate airlines as much as the next person. But I also think the Trojan horse inherent in both announcements is the tacit endorsement of the administrative authority of government agencies over private enterprise and the free market. If we truly had a free market divorced from administrative oversight, these issues would correct themselves, burning bright. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I feel about that because we don't have anything close to a free market. We didn't in my lifetime. We didn't in your parents' lifetime. Federal oversight is a Gordian knot of corruption. And therefore, I am perfectly okay with muscular actions on the part of regulatory agencies to turn that trend backwards. And I don't know if this act by the federal government, the Trade Commission, is not possibly a devolution act to start returning power to the consumers. I am very open to competing opinions on this, though. I used to be a libertarian. Now I think that libertarianism is literally retarded. I also think that the politics of Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged is naive. And I was Mr. Reed Atlas Shrugged once a year kind of guy. I've got that book memorized. All right, now that I've sufficiently pissed off enough people. Next story. This is from the Daily Mail. Oh, this guy. Kanye West plans to launch Yeezy Porn Studio with Stormy Daniels' ex in latest shock move 5 years after revealing addiction to lewd material. Kanye West is planning to launch a Yeezy porn studio in his latest shock movie. In his latest shock movie, 5 years after saying he had an addiction to lewd material, the 46-year-old previously expressed regret that he watched pornography so often, even claiming adult entertainment had destroyed my family. More recently, however, he is thought to have been behind his wife Bianca Censori's jaw-dropping outfits that leave her intimate parts exposed to view. I'm clicking on the link. Can't help it. All right, what do we got? That's Kanye West exposes bare bottom in a peekaboo bodysuit. Why is he doing this? Okay, so it's not actually pornographic. It's just very, very risque. And his wife, Bianca Censori, is a hot woman who's not quite Caucasian. Anyway, all right, I'm looking at it, so you don't have to. All right, I've now closed it. Now, a representative for Kanye has informed TMZ that the rap star hopes to add an adult entertainment branch to his Yeezy empire, possibly this summer. He is said to be communicating with adult film producer Mike Mose, who used to be married to Stormy Daniels, in hopes that Mike will run his studio, The Daily Mail. Wow. All right. So our take, and this is a, whoa, ghost. Why are you writing me a friggin' essay? All right. It's not quite as long as the Simon Essler piece. We'll give it a shot. This take is by Ghost of Bass Patrick Henry. Let me start by saying that if Kanye actually follows through and publishes pornography, then he must be back on one of those lithium cycles that he accused Harvey Pasternak of putting him through and needs help. If you guys don't know it's Harley Pasternak, by the way. Harley Pasternak. And these people are captured. These people, his quote-unquote personal trainer, they're captors. They get custody of the celebrity. I don't know exactly how it works, but Kanye posted a text message of Harley saying, look, we're just going to leave you drugged and Christmas will never be the same with the kids. You'll just be in Droolsville. Kanye has certainly done some bizarre stuff. Anybody familiar with my thinking on Kanye knows that I think he has a special relationship with Donald Trump. I've done an X thread, pull that out in just a second, on how I believe Trump saved Kanye from Harley Pasternak when Harley had Kanye institutionalized after Kanye interrupted his own concert in November 2016 to call out Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, pledging his support for Trump. In 2018, there were reports of Kanye exploring an entry into the porn industry. He designed the wardrobe for the Pornhub Awards. At that same time, he was meeting publicly with Trump, publicly professing his reconnection to Jesus and working on a gospel album, Jesus is King, that would go number one and lead to a worldwide gospel tour and genuine public campaign by him to make Christianity cool for young people. Kanye put out a tweet, "The use of porn destroyed my family, but Jesus will heal everything," followed by, "Remove any and all forms of pornography from Twitter and every platform. Pornography is the product of pedophilia. When grown men look at porn, they are watching someone's daughter relive trauma for money." People forget that the whole anti-Semite campaign against Kanye started when he and Candace Owens wore t-shirts reading "White Lives Matter" at the Paris Fashion Show in October 2022. In the time leading up to that, Kanye also publicly wore Balenciaga apparel and was quick to tell anybody recording him that it was Balenciaga, right as the Balenciaga pedophile photoshoot scandal was unfolding. Remember that black mask he wore during that goofy appearance on the Alex Jones show when he humiliated Alex, Net and Yahoo, and left him speechless? Yep, the gimp suit. Balenciaga. If you listen to his song Violent Crimes from his 2018 album, the song is about protecting his own daughters from a dangerous world that he knows wants to exploit them, because Kanye confesses that he used to be one of those people. The chorus of the song explicitly thanks the heroes of the night that protect innocent people from violent hedonists. On several occasions, Kanye has vocally expressed dread that his own mother-in-law, Kim Kardashian's mother, will one day exploit his daughters for money and clout. As a father of daughters myself, I can't imagine living every day with that future certainty, because I think he is right. What would any father do to protect his own daughter from an industry hell-bent on preying upon her? And now, on the same day that Trump goes to trial for hush money paid to Stormy Daniels, Kanye announces that he is breaking into the porn industry with Stormy Daniels' ex-husband? Okay. Kanye has the unique ability to maybe do something about it, and he has proven himself to be a fantastic bull in a china shop in the best possible way. Here's to the bull. Let us pray that that bull is guided by God. Ghost of Based Patrick Henry. Yeah, I endorse everything that Ghost just wrote. I will add that there's no way that Kanye is going to actually put out porn. And if he does, I will eat crow right in front of you. I really think that this whole awakening is a one-way trip. When you realize that porn is not just a method of entertaining yourself, but it is in fact a weapon of war, one of the most powerful weapons of war the world has ever known. If nukes were real, which they're not, porn would be more powerful than nukes. You want to ruin men? Give them free porn. You want to make their wee-wees not work anymore? Give them free porn. You want to cause a population collapse? Drop free porn on the population. You want to turn women into tattooed, shaved head, pierced feminists cutting off their own boobs? Drop porn on the population. Who's dropping porn on our population. That's the enemy. I want to talk to you about something that I have committed malpractice in. What you're looking at right now is called Epic Moisture Creamy Body Butter. One of the ingredients in this, which I have never mentioned to you, is apricot kernel oil. It's one of the main ingredients. It was a decision we made early on that apricot kernel oil would be one of the main ingredients of Epic Moisture Body Butter. Well, what is apricot kernel oil? Well, it's one of nature's richest sources. In fact, it's the richest source in nature of something that is often referred to as vitamin B17, also called Laetril. We have documented cases of the feds raiding and arresting doctors who prescribe apricot kernels as a treatment for cancer. That's a fact. They arrested them for it. Why? Well, one of the things we do know is that Big Pharma doesn't particularly enjoy it when alternative medicines do a better job than their poisons. Apricot kernels are known in the truth community as a way to detoxify. Well, right here in this body butter, apricot kernel oil abounds. And we just got a new shipment of raw, virgin, organic apricot kernel oil for our next giant batch of Epic Moisture Creamy Body Butter. There is nothing in this that you don't want to put on your body and into your bloodstream. Everything about you is crying out to be detoxified. We have the spray for binding to toxins that are already in there, and this with the apricot kernel oil, vitamin B17, powerful detoxification agent. Go to epicminerals.net, epicminerals.net. Use promo code BADLANDS to pry $1 from my grasping hands. Put this on your skin. Get that vitamin B17 into your bloodstream. Learn about Laetril, Laetrile. The fact that I forgot to mention it when I first started advertising this product is absolute madness. Epicminerals.net, promo code BADLANDS. Okay. I'm going to go to bonus items. From Just the News. Truth Social CEO calls on House to investigate potential unlawful manipulation of DJT stock. Devin Nunes, CEO of the Trump Media and Technology Group, is asking House committee leaders to investigate the potential unlawful manipulation of DJT stock. In a letter to the committees, Nunes pointed out that DJT, the initials for Donald J. Trump, for those of you in Retardville, and none of the audience is in Retardville, by the way, has appeared every day since April 2nd on NASDAQ's Reg Show Threshold List, which he said is indicative of unlawful trading activity. The concern follows Trump Media and Technology Group, whose flagship product is social networking site Truth Social, began being traded late last month on the NASDAQ stock market. Quote, this is particularly troubling given that naked short selling often entails sophisticated market participants profiting at the expense of retail investors, Nunes wrote in the letter released on Tuesday. Reports indicate that as of April 3rd, 2024, DJT was the single most expensive stock to short in U.S. markets by a significant margin, meaning that brokers have a significant financial incentive to lend non-existent shares. Just the News. I think everybody in this audience can agree naked short selling must be made illegal. Let's take a look at DJT stock, just for grins. Now that we're all here together, just between us girls, DJT stock price. Let's take a look-see, and I'll share the screen. You all ready for this? $38.11. That's the one day. Let's go to max. Bam. So it opened at $94.20 on a straight line. Went all the way down to, wow, this is some volatile shit. So from October 22nd to November 26th, it went from 94 to 43, then peaked back up to 97 March 4th of this year, of 2022. What? Okay, so 2021, this stock was apparently available. I didn't hear about that being available. All time, they claim October 1st, 2021. When did it go public? Because that was very recent, wasn't it? All right, well, I feel like January 12th, 2024 is when it started to go public, when a schmuck like me could buy it. $17.32, all the way up to $61.96, back down to $32.59, currently at $38.64. It's a highly volatile stock. I don't understand why it's claiming that it was available in October 2021. I remember only recently that I was able to buy it. Yeah. It was DWAC stock back then, says CanCon. Thanks, bro. Now it makes sense. Wait a minute. Okay, so it's been merged. Okay, makes sense. Next story. All right. We've got a couple minutes left. Russian court orders seizure. Okay, this is the biggest story of the day, and it's the last bonus item. Russian court orders seizure of JP Morgan Chase funds in VTB lawsuit. A Russian court has ordered the seizure of funds in JP Morgan Chase. Opens a new tab, bank accounts in Russia. What? Court filings showed on Wednesday in a lawsuit filed by state-owned bank VTB. Okay, so these opens new tab thing, that's just, okay. As it seeks to regain funds blocked abroad, JP Morgan Chase last week sued VTB in New York to halt its efforts to recover $439.5 million from an account that was blocked after Russia dispatched its army to Ukraine in 2022 and VTB was hit with sanctions. JP Morgan Chase declined to comment on the Russian court's interim measures. VTB did not immediately comment on Wednesday. It has previously declined to comment on its legal disputes with JP Morgan Chase. The Arbitration Court of St. Petersburg and the Leningrad region's ruling was dated April 22nd. The court said it had ordered the seizure of all funds in JP Morgan bank accounts in Russia, including correspondent accounts, and those opened in the name of a subsidiary. The court said it had not seized securities and property held by JP Morgan funds, or the jpmorgan.ru domain. In a complaint filed in federal court in Manhattan earlier this month, JP Morgan described VTB's attempt to recover the money in Russia as a blatant breach of its agreement to have disputes addressed in New York. Reuters, holy crap, are they really complaining that Russia is seizing their funds? You people need to grow up. You've been waging unrestricted war on Russia now, and they're finally seizing their money back? Eat me. Next story. This one from CNBC. Jack Dorsey's payments company Block is building its own Bitcoin mining system. Jack Dorsey says that his payments company Block, formerly Square, is expanding its Bitcoin mining ambitions from designing chips to developing a full Bitcoin mining system. In a post on Tuesday, the global tech firm announced that it had finished the development of its own standalone 3-nanometer Bitcoin mining chip and was now in the process of working through the design with a, quote, leading global semiconductor foundry. Block also unveiled plans to broaden out the scope of its mining project to include system design. Quote, we've spent a significant amount of time talking to a wide variety of Bitcoin miners to identify the challenges faced by mining operators, Block writes. Building on these insights and pursuant to our goal of supporting mining decentralization, we plan to offer both a standalone mining chip as well as a full mining system of our own design. Thank you, everybody, for watching today's brief. I will leave you with a quick note to get yourself detoxified in every way that you can. And thank you very much to Ready Radio. Thank you very much to our other sponsors, Manly Cans. Don't forget to go to badlandsmedia.tv/manlycans, badlandsmedia.tv/ready, and of course, epicminerals.net. And I'll close with this public service announcement about heavy metals.
He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails.
Manganese will make you kill your mama. How much manganese are you spraying in my neighborhood at night while I'm asleep?
Military and some commercial jets have been fitted with huge barrels of at least 49 different kinds of documented chemical poisons. Barium is toxic to all mammals. Aluminum is known to diminish kidney function and destroy brain cells and cognitive function. A problem, a serious problem.
Patent number 5003186 describes cooling the earth with metal oxides sprayed into the stratosphere.
And I thought, well, geez, this is what I do for a living. I was finding tons and tons of large quantities of aluminum, barium, strontium in the forms of oxides and sulfates. Instead of protecting the people, we are poisoning the people.
Detox and prevent heavy metal poisoning. www.epicminerals.net. Promo code Badlands.
Thank you so much for joining us, and don't forget to hit the thumbs up on this video. And a special thank you to all of our advertising partners. Please remember to shift your dollars to support those businesses that support Badlands Media.